It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It is time for Studio 435. This is our weekly segment here, Monday nights, where we bring you live music from Chicago. If you're looking for a festival this weekend, the Green Music Festival's taking over Wicker Park. And on the bill, Chicago's Rat Boys. Rat Boys is a Chicago rock, indie rock outfit. Their debut album, AOID, just turned one. And the rumor is they're working on new material. Rat Boys is Julia Steiner, David Sagan, William Lang, Cody Owens, and Brendan Smythe. And they are in studio tonight, Studio 435. Let's start with some music. This song's called Tixis. It's off of AOID. Here it is, Chicago's Rat Boys. Rat Boys in studio here, Studio 435. That's the song Tixis off of AOID. The Rat Boys is Julia Steiner, David Sagan, William Lang, Cody Owens, and Brendan Smythe. Julia, why don't you come up to the microphone here? Anyone else want to join? Come on in. Thank you so much for that live performance here.
You're welcome, Justin.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah,
nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
So talk about that song. Let's talk about Tixis. Talk a little about the genesis of that track.
Sure. I was living in Dublin, Ireland at the time, and I was far from home and kind of in a phase of self-discovery, and my kind of mentor, like teacher at the time, took us on a trip and told us all about living in the moment. And it was just a time of real exploration. The song kind of grew from that. Usually I kind of write songs like really quickly, and that one was written over the course of a few weeks, so it's a little different. But
talk about your guys' process when you're writing songs. When you say you write them real quick, do you bring the song in and the band plays? Is it a process, a collaborative process? What is it?
Yeah, it's usually just like something that like plops out. It's kind of weird. It usually happens quick and in pairs, and it's usually like me by myself. Or this past few weeks, Dave and I were up in Michigan and like went there with the intent of writing, which we've never done, which was really cool. So it's usually me, then me and Dave, then everyone. So it's fun. And one thing I really love is that the songs like grow through time. So that song, I wrote it in 2013. Like, we've been playing it for a long time, and it definitely sounded different at the beginning. So
really?
It's cool to like just through touring and like playing it a lot for people. We add little touches.
I would say the addition would be the cornet.
Yes.
Cornet player Cody Owens is here. So talk about the cornet. That's not an instrument that you see that often associated with indie rock.
No, everyone always asks me, like, I'm like, yeah, I play in a band. Like what instrument? Like, I'm trumpet, cornet. And they're like, oh, so it's like a jazz band. I'm like, no, it's like indie rock band.
Post-country. But yeah,
I've known, post-country. I knew Dave and Julia and Will and Brennan, and like, I was touring with another band at the time with them, and like, it's kind of like moved over to this band, Rat Boys. And they're like, can you write any songs? And I was like, I could try and see if I could do something. So here we are.
And it's always nice to have someone double the guitar solos to give it some extra edge,
more layers.
It's interesting because how does it work in indie rock? Because I think of the trumpet and cornet usually would rock. I guess you'd hear it a little bit more in a ska tradition if it was going to be with rock and drums and everything. What makes it work in this sort of post-country indie rock sound?
I don't know. It's just cornet's like more mellower than the trumpet, like kind of this like blend sounds with the guitar like solos and stuff like that. Like it's not like stuff like Chicago plays, just like the horns parts are like so out there. I just kind of make my parts more blend with everything else.
And before Smythe joined the band, which was pretty recently, we didn't really have anyone to like sing harmonies, and the cornet is really good for that.
Yeah, right.
To play with the vocals.
Yeah.
But Smythe can sing great, so we haven't had much time to practice that yet. But eventually.
Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back with Rat Boys in studio, our Studio 435, every Monday night here at 10 o'clock. Rat Boys will be at the Green Music Festival in Wicker Park before they take off on a Midwest tour. We'll talk about all that coming up here on The Download. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio. Studio 435, our Monday night segment here on The Download that brings live music to Michigan Avenue. The Allstate Showcase Studio is jam-packed with Chicago's Rat Boys. They're playing the Green Music Festival this weekend in Wicker Park, and then they're on the road. Their record, AOID, just turned one. They're working on new material. Rat Boys is Julius Steiner, David Sagan, William Lang, Cody Owens, and Brendan Smythe. Like I said, they are here in studio. We're going to hear another track right now live. This song is called Charles Bernstein. It is off AOID, and here they are, Rat Boys. You make me wanna vomit. You make me wanna read.
My roommate said my friends walked in and was surprised. The infant who tried to say, never thought you would let me go.
In studio. That's Julia Steiner, David Sagan, William Lang, Cody Owens, and Brendan Smythe. They're playing Green Festival this weekend in Wicker Park. They're here live at Studio 435. What I really like about the songs, Julia, is not just the lyrics and the vocals, but the arrangement. There just seems to be a lot that's put into how these songs are playing out, and there's something that's special. How important is it to arrange these songs?
It's pretty important. Honestly, I just get bored easily, and I want to make music that I want to listen to. So, I don't know. That song was funny because I had, like, the verses for a long time, and then finally that middle part just kind of, like, I came out of nowhere. It's kind of weird. I read, like, an interview with Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, who said something to the extent of, like, songwriting is pretty much just allowing, like, unleashing your unconscious and shaping it into something that people would like to consume. And
okay. That's good.
I pretty much I would say the exact same thing. So, and he's like my favorite songwriter. So,
because I was going to ask about inspirations or just where you're finding who are you listening to help sort of form this band?
Wow. I don't know. I mean, I grew up listening to like Sheryl Crow, who I still love. Obviously, the Beatles, like Neil Young. Mm-hmm. Basically, just what my mom would put on when we got to college. Oh my god, I love ABBA. yeah, Dave and I started this project when we met in college on the first day, and at that time I was listening to a lot of like Chad Van Galen, who's on Sub Pop. He's like a really good mm-hmm. songwriter from Canada. The Dodos, Microphones. Yeah, I don't know. Those are bands that are all like still very special to us. But it's funny, we listen to lots like crazy array of stuff. Venga Boys is our pop pop music, so we always listen to that on the newest show.
Sugar Ray.
There you go. All right. Yeah, right. Rad Boys are playing the Green Music Festival in Wicker Park this weekend, and they're going on a tour. Let's take a break for the news. We'll come back. We'll hear another song from you guys, and also I'd love to talk about the new music that you're working on and get everybody up to speed with what's happening with the Midwest Tour. Rat Boys is Julia Steiner, David Sagan, William Lang, Cody Owens, and Brendan Smythe. They're in studio tonight. It's part of Studio 435 on the download. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is Studio 435, our Monday night segment, where we bring you live music in the Allstate Showcase Studio here in North Michigan Avenue, 435, of course, 435 North Michigan. So clever. Chicago's Rat Boys in studio. The post-country indie rock outfit are playing the Green Music Festival in Wicker Park this weekend. Their album, AOID, it's just to hit the one-year anniversary. Working on new music in studio. Julia Steiner, David Sagan, William Lang, Cody Owens, Brendan Smythe. Julia, let's talk about the process of making new music.
Yeah.
For you guys, I mean, obviously touring's a big thing. You got a big tour coming up here. But talk about the new music that you guys are working on.
Yeah, so while Will was on tour with his other band, Dowsing, Dave and I took that opportunity to go up to a house that my dad and uncles all share up in Petoskey, Michigan. And for 2 weeks, we were able to be incredibly loud at all hours of the day and night. And just took that time to like flesh out some ideas we've had for a long time. Some
messing
new ones
around with new recording.
Yeah, we got some new equipment that we were messing with. So we came out of that with 7 songs. And not the one that we're about to play is older than that. But yeah, so we have a bunch of demos now and probably about 4 others that we didn't have a chance. We didn't have time.
So not only was it a trip to write some stuff, but it was also to record some stuff together. Yeah.
The demos, are basically for the other members of the band so that we can all have something to go off of and like learn the songs easier that way.
And what's the plan? I mean, is there a plan for this music to see the light of day?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're pretty much booked through November, which is very insane. But once we get home at the end of November, we are going to record in December. So we're going to take Thanksgiving off. And that time we'll assess how much money we have and what we
kind of just hope to write everything along the way, you know what I mean?
Right.
Come up with some new ideas or something like that.
So talk about the Midwest tour, because this is the starts. I mean, after the Green Fest, you guys pretty much have a full slate of dates that are everyone from Michigan to all over the place. Talk about it.
Yeah, we leave on Tuesday. We start out in Grand Rapids, and we're hitting the East Coast. We haven't been there since last summer, so we'll be in Boston, Philly, finally playing in D.C. I'm really excited about that. Richmond, Pittsburgh, all those places. We're going to be with a band called Pine Grove on Run for Cover Records. They're awesome. And they're playing Lollapalooza. But, we are not. But they are. They're great.
Interesting thought. I mean, do you guys do a lot of outdoor stuff? I mean, you're playing Green City or the Green Music Festival on this weekend. I think it's Saturday, right?
On Saturday at 4.
Do you like playing those kind of events? You like the sort of summer events?
Oh, yeah. South by Southwest, you played 2 shows outside, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're
sweltering.
They're really cool shows.
Really, yeah. The rule for us is
Playing them, but I don't like attending them just because I don't like being surrounded by a million people.
So, very hot.
So it's just nerve wracking for me.
You and me both, man.
We're doing one on July 4th in Oak Forest.
Oak Forest, our hometown.
It's all of their hometowns. I'm from Kentucky, but it's my adopted hometown. And
Oak Forest,
Oak Fest, July 4th, 6:30.
It's kind of like a inside joke and dream of ours, just because, you know, it's like where all the cover bands from the area play, and, you know, like, all the parents come out and buy $8 Bud Lights in the tent, and we're just kind of going just to, like, play our own songs, maybe play some covers.
That's good, though.
Show old people that young people still make music, you know?
$8, they're ripping you off there, man.
Yep.
That's
sneak it in.
Expensive
Bud Light,
now,
I guess.
Hey, the best fireworks on the South Side.
They stopped, and I grew up in McHenry, and they had or Wonder Lake, Illinois, and they had a Fiesta Days in McHenry, and they had to stop doing quarter beers at a certain point. And like, that's a mistake.
Bummer.
That's just a mistake. It's a bummer on paper, but when you get there, you're like, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
It got real rowdy here, real quick.
I can imagine that.
All right, Rap Boys is Julius Steiner, David Sagan, William Lang, Cody Owens, and Brendan Smythe. They're working on new material, which will be out. Or they're going to record in December. They're taking off for a tour starting after this weekend, the Green Music Festival in Wicker Park. They're playing Saturday at 4 o'clock, North and Damon. All right, what are we going to hear here?
Okay, this song is called Not Again. We just put it out as a single right before we went down to South Bay in March. And it's going to be on a split that's coming out in the fall with Dowsing and two bands from New Orleans.
All right, here we go. Not Again. Yeah. Rat Boys in studio.
All the little faces that make up the sky will fall and replace us when we die. Take it from me, I am alive. Or if not, at least this feels right to be tied. Coffee, sleep, and space in my
that. I love the amp sound. Just get nice little Rap Boys in studio, the Chicago post country indie rock outfit. Their debut album AOID just turned one. They got a split coming out this fall. They're also gonna be recording new music in December. Rap Boys is Julius Steiner, David Sagan, William Lang, Cody Owens, and Brendan Smythe, and you can see them this weekend at the Green Music Festival in Wicker Park. Julia, the guys, thanks so much for playing tonight, and thanks for being a part of Studio 435.